Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
In late March, government reduced the general fuel levy by 1 rand 50 cents for April and May. This brought temporary relief for consumers. However, from next month, consumers will have to deal with the rise in fuel costs minus the relief. The Central Energy Fund expects fuel to go up by between 1 rand 93 cents a litre and 1 rand 97 cents a litre. Diesel is expected to increase by 1 rand 62 cents, illuminating paraffin will climb by a whopping 2 rand 14 cents a litre. The AA's Leighton Bird.
The fuel price outlook for June is looking negative based on unaudited data from the Central Energy Fund. We are rapidly nearing the end of May and fuel outlook is looking bleak. In March, when government announced the relief of 1 rand 50 cents on the fuel levy, it said that it would be announcing further proposals to mitigate against rising fuel costs, and we eagerly await government's announcement of what those proposals are before the end of the month.
The association says the price increases reflect data from the middle of the month. The final data may vary between now and when the adjustments is finally made. Meanwhile, consumer activist Ina Wilken says government needs to find longer-term solutions for the steep fuel hikes. If the fuel levy is discontinued, this would mean further hardships for consumers.
Once again, the consumer is paying the brunt for the inadequacy of government. How on earth can government now increase petrol? It is going to have a devastating effect on everything consumers buy or whatever they do. They promised that they will lift the levy on fuel the end of May. Nothing happened so far. Isn't it time that you have a look at your own people, that you start considering your own people? They just can't afford it anymore.
There's been no communication from government on whether the relief will be extended. It will give further direction should there be any changes in the coming weeks. The two main factors which influence local fuel prices are the rand-US dollar exchange rate and international oil prices. The rand is currently trading weaker against the dollar, and oil prices are also still high. I am Amina Akram, SABC News.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.